get one into us this week. Talk at beat102103.com is the email address. This came in last night. Hi, Niall and show. This is for your dilemma slot. And please don't read my name out. I'm seeing this girl who I massively fancy, but I think she's a bit weirder than I first thought.
Why so?
She told me she was big into her pets, but until I was at hers over the weekend, I didn't know what she meant. She basically has a mini zoo at the back of her house.
Deadly.
She brought me out to see it as if she was a tour guide showing me around. She seemed dead proud of it. She has chickens,
okay,
a bearded dragon, a budgie, two pigeons, multiple fish, and one rat baby.
Okay. Oh. All right.
She kept picking it up and saying, "Hold my rat, hold my rat." I'm not afraid of rats, but I also don't want to hold the little thing. She's a 10 on paper.
Now, sorry, you're not allowed to change the words. He wrote little yoke, okay?
Oh, sorry.
And that's not a nice way to describe even a baby rat, a yoke.
I think I was put off that because of the egg jokes earlier. He didn't want to hold the little yoke. She's a 10 on paper, but the pets drop her about 5 points off her. Do I give her a chance and tell her I'll see her, but I don't want to visit her mini zoo every time I come over? Do you know what? I'm actually, like, a lot of animals, isn't it? It's chickens and bearded dragons and budgies and pigeons and multiple fish and one rat baby.
Is this issue the zoo or is this issue the rat? I'm confused here.
I was a little bit when he kept saying that she said, "Oh, hold my rat, hold my rat." Like, yeah. I definitely would find that a bit off-putting. But what I will say is, right, two things. One, I'm kind of like mostly tempted to just shut this down and say you are not a match, right? Because if you saw the pets and weren't into them, that's one thing. But to actually dismiss somebody and say that they drop points on your scale, which, by the way, I don't particularly like. I don't rate somebody who's saying she's a 10 but then she loses points because, oh, she's got animals and she's really into them. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's her hobby, it's her interest. There is a strong chance that you're not compatible. And if this is her interest and you saying, "I don't want to visit her mini zoo every time you go over," that's totally fine. But it also means that actually you're not really into her.
Not into her passions.
If you were into her, you would take some kind of an interest without having to hold any rats, okay? Because I think that's fair enough.
I'd hold a rat before I'd hold a pigeon. Just saying. I don't like flappy things.
I don't know.
My ex had rats.
Yeah, and they used to crawl all over.
They used to run around my neck and stuff.
Stop.
I grew to like them, Amy. I did grow to kind of like them, but the tails are just, they're so thick, was a little bit off-putting, to be honest with you.
I would find it hard, but at the same time, this is not a case of the rats or that everything is out. Like, she's got this all contained and she's brought you in to see it and she's proud of it and she's shown it off. Whereas you're writing in saying, like, do you know what I don't like about it, actually, if I'm honest? I don't like that you say she's weirder than you. What does that even mean? Like, what do you mean by that? Do you know, like, what's weird about having pets?
It's not having pets. It's probably relatively unusual for a younger woman or younger man to have a mini zoo. This is not. What's that place outside Gori? The petting zoo place?
You know what
I'm talking about.
Oh, the reptiles?
No, but there's a few like petting.
Outside Gori?
Yeah, isn't it?
Oh, the place that I went to. Yeah. Sorry, I held a rat.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I held a rat and a tarantula. Was it a tarantula? I went to Secret Valley.
Okay.
And actually, do you know what? I will say, I was terrified and I did it because I went to visit or whatever. I was invited and I actually, do you know what? It wasn't as bad. Now, I wouldn't do it again, but it was quite interesting.
Sometimes they run up your sleeve though. You wouldn't have liked that.
I didn't have that. So.
I just think he finds it a bit strange that a younger person would have a mini zoo, not pets.
But do you understand what I'm saying about like talking about somebody in that way? Like, she's weirder than I thought. She's a 10, but she's a 5 because she likes pets. Like, is this not the reason why it is so difficult to find somebody in this dating world? That like you're going to pick and find. If you don't like what she's into. Oh, sorry, they're all saying Kiora. I've been there
Kiora,
too.
Kiora, that's what I was trying to think of. Thank you.
Lovely scones up in Kiora, by the way. But I have a little bit of an issue with the fact that you're so hard on her in terms of what she's into.
Okay, let's get some thoughts. 085 102 9103. What would you say to our emailer? Let's go to Joanne. Hi, Joanne. How's the form?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good.
All right, take us back. You met your partner and you also had a mini zoo. Is that right?
Well, I had a small few lizards at the time and I met my partner and then our collection kind of gradually got bigger and then I had tarantulas, snakes. And he wasn't fond of tarantulas at the start, and then he got really into them, and I actually found he ended up loving them. He thought they were great. And then our collection got bigger. We introduced the rats as well, and they're very clever. They're great fun. And then before we knew it, we actually had a zoo and created a little business for ourselves.
Okay.
But the animals, like, as in, he thinks she's a bit weird for having these things. To me, it just shows how loving she is, how big of a heart she has.
Oh, I love that.
And like, he calls it weird, but sure, weird can be good sometimes. Yeah, totally. Like, boring when we're all the same.
Such a range of animals as well. They all take individual care. So it just shows she has the commitment as well to look after some, you know, so many things.
Yeah, exactly, because they are a lot of work, so...
I think that was my point.
He should embrace it.
I think you're dead right, because I think, what is weird? And what who is he to say that this is weird when it's something that she's so passionate about? Thank you so much,
Joanne,
you've been
there. What's your favourite of the creatures?
I'd have to say my favourite was, we actually had a raccoon dog. I don't know if you'd ever heard of them.
Raccoon dog?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to go.
Yeah, they're called Tanukis, and he was brilliant. Okay. Yeah. They're kind of related to a fox, but he was great.
Thank you so much for being so honest, Joanne.
Thanks, no problem. Thanks.
Let's get through some of the messages. Josh said, you get drawn in by the looks and stay for the personality. If you think she's weird for having a mini farm, then move on, because it won't last. Save both of you some time.
And Sarah in Wexford says, how people treat animals is a big thing for me. The fact she has so many pets is a green flag. It shows how empathetic and caring she is. As for him, he's a red flag. Judging her for having pets and rating her out of 10, major ick. No.
Paul said, what is the problem? Grow up. No wonder dating is so hard with idiots like you out there.
Okay, thanks for that. Dilemma's back tomorrow. You can email talk@b102103.com.